Hello.
Hey, is Roger in?
This is he.
Hey, Roger, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, Jeremiah, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Pretty busy over here.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it, for you?
That's a great thing.
I don't know many people that get to sit in a chair and double their money every day. That's a pretty good position. Unless you're talking to the folks at Administep.
Oh, okay. There you go. There you go.
You like that little touche, huh?
I like it. So you understand what I'm talking about.
we've blown it out of the water. We've done really good. Well, you know
that's
what?
Awesome.
I think you have to be a good steward of your finances. And if you handle it right and you do what you say you're going to do and you know how to steer the crew appropriately, then I think your compass, you don't get lost. So we've blown it out of the water. It's what a remarkable pitcher.
Awesome.
And numbers speak better than anything, but what a remarkable pitcher from when you guys first helped us to where we're at today, 4 months later. We're just like, holy cow, everyone's really performing. So
just in 4 months, huh?
Yeah. Part of it, well, remember, the way our business model works is, think of it as a manufacturing. It's a production site. So
okay.
What we do is we have the requirements we extract from our labs or the doctor's offices or just clearinghouse functions. And so they give us the requirements. Well, then we go out there and we look to automate and build a more intelligent machine. In order for that to happen, we have to understand what's falling out that's not good. And we call it exception management. We move that into queues so that people can evaluate them. So if you have claims coming through, say you have 1.7 million claims come through your system, you don't want to pay double, right, because you'll lose your shirt. So we want to deduplicate. We want to be able to identify DCN numbers, things like that. The second component also is to make sure that the claim belongs to us or whomever that payer is or that financial model. So when we're designing a system, the long and short of it is it takes about 90 days for us to implement, and then in that next 30 days, we get the benefit of that cash flow. So that's why it happens in just 4 months, to answer your question. And if you went home to your wife today and you said, "Hun, I get paid every single week, and I'm only getting use of 80% of our money. So what's going on?" And she would look at you, and she would say, "I don't know. I'll give you the checkbook, and we can try to figure it out." Or you get to log into the Administep system, if you're a doctor, and you're looking at how to make your receivables increase, and you can say, "Well, you're not billing properly. You know, you spent this much time with the patient. You counseled them on A, B, and C. You did the neuropathy scan, da-da-da, and you failed to bill for this, this, and this." So a lot of times, people leave money sitting on the table. I'm sure that just baffles you at every day, right?
Absolutely.
But that's what we do. We do it digitally in a healthcare system. So that's what our technology platform does. So it's not difficult for us to acquire new business, just we need the engine power. And so today I need more developers. Last time I talked to you guys, we just needed more technology. So we invested in technology. We upgraded our server environment. We're doubling our space. So right now we're tracking at 2x. So we're right on target, and we're pretty excited.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
So hey, thank you. So the reason why I'm calling you back is I talked to my business partners, which I told you I would do, and I didn't want to leave it another too long. So at some point, I think unbeknownst to me, or it happened on the other side, but so we have another company that wants to take you guys out, so to speak, which means they want to take the business that we're paying you and they want to give it back. They want to take it out. Their big push, just so you know, is, and literally the guy had to have said it like 9 times, "We do not file UCC filings against your company because it hurts the company." And I wasn't aware. Did you guys file UCC filing against us?
Against you?
That you know of?
I do not know. I'm not 100% sure on that.
It's okay. I defended you guys, and I said, I don't think they did.
Yeah.
But regardless of which, I just wanted to get your position. I have no problem pulling together the bank statements for you, but I want to get an idea of what are you thinking, because if there's an opportunity, I'd like to continue to build a relationship if it truly exists at Cardiff. If Cardiff's just a one-time deal, which there are models that do that, I'm a big boy, I totally understand. We could be gone in, you know, 4 months or whatever, and we'll move on. If you really are a relationship-driven institution, then I think there could be a good opportunity for us to both make money. I can make my money faster. You can make money for bridging those gaps for me.
Absolutely.
And we can go out there and acquire. And that's what I had hoped I had established with you guys, was a track record that someone would say, "This is what Mr. Johnson represented. Holy shit, look at these bank statements. They look like they're making more money now. That's awesome." up to and including, I also have first quarter numbers available. Probably next week I would have second quarter. My guy's working on them. And these numbers that I would be sending over to you guys are, I would say, they're institutional exciting. You know, you're going to get an institutional investor coming in eventually. And we know that.
Okay.
So, in fact, to give you an idea, the platform I sit on, one of the companies I support just went public. Their valuation, $1.9 billion, Cotivity.
Wow.
I share that with you in confidence under our NDA, but they're
Absolutely.
Utilizing our technology to do that. So you can imagine that if I'm the engine, right, that couldn't, and I'm doing it now, that's pretty good stuff. So
that's exciting.
So we know where we're at. Yeah,
super exciting.
Money.
Yeah.
So with all of that context, and then I always say trust but verify. So if I send you over the bank statements, I'm fine with doing that. But I wanted to find out where your head was at and what you were thinking as you went to your underwriters. What are you going to talk to them about? I'm coming into July. So now I bill everybody, but I don't make my money as fast as I bill. Not like you guys that get to take it every day. I actually have to wait for people to actually write checks and send me money in some cases. And I'm sure you guys understand that on the receivable side.
Sure.
So I've got a little bit of gap as I'm moving into the end of July, but I wanted to find out just what are you thinking as you're walking into your underwriters, or if you have the Chase bank statements, I could probably give you a better picture and tell you what I think I could do to make it more cash flow friendly, if you will, and that we can help you guys out. What are your thoughts? I didn't know what you had put thoughts into, if you had reviewed the paperwork we sent previously to get the loan processed, and where we're at today.
Absolutely. I mean, if you can send me the bank statements, I can get a better, actually my underwriter can get a better idea of what we can do for you. I don't want to tell you up front because I'm not 100% okay. Sure. We have to see the numbers. It comes down to the numbers.
Okay.
And
well, let me do that then. Let me go and get those over there. And I'll just send them back to your email. What I prefer to do, if I can't put them in a secured environment, do you use Dropbox?
I do.
Okay, so I'll just send you an invite to the Dropbox, and I'll put them out there and let you have access to them. And,
that'd be perfect.
And we'll take it from there. And then let's just tee up Monday, okay?
Yeah, we'll do that. You want to reach out to me, or you want me to reach out to you?
Whatever's easiest for you. I can reach out to you. The one thing I've got hanging out there right now is, what do you want me to do with this other company that wants to take you out? And do I listen to them? Or I'm asking that more from a... do you think we have something bigger, better, faster, longer term? Or, you know what, that's what I'm really looking at.
Listen to them. Okay. Listen to them. Tell me what they're going to offer you, because I want to make sure I'm getting you the best deal, right? So listen to them, and then if they give you some, tell me so I can make sure I beat that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Okay, my friend. Let me get these things over to you. I'll pull them off the internet and get them onto Dropbox, okay?
Sounds good, Roger. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.